Welcome back. We're joined now by the city prosecutor of the city of Long Beach, Tom Reeves. Tom, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art. It's nice to be here.
As you know, gangs are a huge problem in this city and so many other cities. We have 460,000 people in Long Beach. We have 6,000 gang members, over 1%. Recently, Charter Cable partnered with the Press-Telegram, Leadership Long Beach, and the city of Long Beach in doing an unprecedented 41-hour Enough is Enough telethon against gangs. We did a follow-up, but it's front and center, and I'd like to start by asking you, what is the role of the city prosecutor's office in this attacking this problem on gangs?
Well, you're quite right about gang and gang violence being the biggest problem facing American law enforcement, not just the city of Long Beach. And the city prosecutor's office prosecutes adult misdemeanors, but that doesn't limit us in terms of our approach to gang violence. With working in conjunction with probation, working in conjunction with the police department, we look at the whole spectrum of misconduct, and we try and attack the gang problem at its core, which is in the neighborhoods where gangs intimidate, commit their crimes, engage in violence. So by using a combination of tools, probation, conditions of probation, search, by using gang injunctions, which give police officers additional probable cause to stop and interview and search. These kinds of tools and their combination give us a broad spectrum impact on gangs.
You mentioned misdemeanors, and let's just state for clarity purposes that Long Beach is one of the few cities that has an elected prosecutor, and use the misdemeanor cases. The felony cases are handled, of course, by the district attorney's office.
That's right. In addition, I should point out that juvenile cases are handled by the district attorney's office. However, if a juvenile is engaged in gang misconduct, the parents are responsible for that child, and I'll prosecute the parents to see to it that the neglect that they're showing is terminated and that child's involvement in gangs is
Now, one of the creative solutions that you came up with, I know it's somewhat controversial, is getting gang injunctions, and there's certain areas of the city that are subject, and I think we have a map that shows the borders on the west side. Tell us your philosophy of getting a gang injunction in a given area.
Well, actually, gang injunctions were the product of the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office early in the 1990s. I simply saw that as an important and very potent tool, and I applied it here in Long Beach. I wasn't the first prosecutor's office to deal with gang injunctions. When I was in the city attorney's office before being elected in 1998, I worked on two prior gang injunctions, which didn't have the same kind of impact.
Okay, and they enjoin the members of a gang from doing what?
They stop members of a gang pursuant to a court order from engaging in nuisance activities, typically loitering on a street.
So if they violate that court order, you can pick them up for violation of the court order.
Violation of a lawful court order, that's correct.
And how long has this program been in place here in Long Beach?
Well, the last 5 years.
And how do you measure its success?
By the level of gang activity we see in the target areas are the zones that are protected by the injunction.
Well, let me ask the natural question. Why not expand the target areas then if it works?
Well, I'd like to do that, but unfortunately, the law says that we have to be able to prove that the activity is a nuisance to a particular area.
I see.
So if I could say the East Side Longo's gang, for instance, was a nuisance throughout the city of Long Beach, I could justify getting an injunction against them. But they're not a nuisance throughout the city,
but
only in a certain
You're
area.
Able to see the difference in gang activity in the injunction area versus adjacent areas.
Yes. Now, there's a misconception that somehow by putting an injunction in place, these people are going to change their spots and not engage in crime anymore. That's wrong. They'll engage in crime. They'll even engage in crime in the injunction
area. Do they
area.
Move it just to the non-injunction area?
No, not at all. They continue to operate in the same place they're comfortable in, their neighborhood.
So it does provide a benefit to that area of the injunction, to the residents of that area.
It does, and as I said, it gives the police a tool. If they see two gang members who are subject to the injunction loitering together on a sidewalk, they have probable cause to stop and search those gang members. That means they're not likely to be walking around with a gun in their back pocket if they know they can be searched just on that basis.
I see. I know that part of the probation program that you have for some offenders is community cleanup.
Right.
And here are some before and after pictures of what has been done. Here's the before. And here's the after. It's all, the junk is gone.
Junk is gone.
And here's another before and after. Before and after. So as part of their sentencing, they have a community obligation being on probation.
Yes, well, the Community Service Worker Program, or CSW program, provides to the city and other groups that are willing to undergo some training, people on probation to do cleanups such as the ones you've been showing. The purpose of this is to teach the offender, some community values, and that participation in community is a good thing.
Do you think some of that rubs off on the offender?
I know it does. Not every one of them, no.
Sure.
I mean, it's not 100% successful. If I had that program, I'd be making millions. What I do have is a program that turns some of them around.
Well, that's fair enough. In the couple of minutes we have left, Tom, I'd like to get the benefit of your experience in thinking on how we address, as a community, the problem of gangs. The chief was on the telethon. He's been on our show. And he says repeatedly, it's not just a police problem. It's obviously not just a prosecutor problem. Mm-hmm. The whole community has to engage. What's your vision as to how we really get a handle on this?
Well, I think what we need to have is people that engage in their neighborhoods. It's a neighborhood problem, and they need to be engaged in the neighborhoods. We have a lot of transient population. By that, I mean people who rent and are not owners, when they have no stake in the outcome. If the area they live in becomes rough or tough, they move. And we see that all the time. So what we need to have is people engaged in their neighborhoods. That means join Neighborhood Watch. If you don't have one, start one. Join a neighborhood organization. If you don't have one, start one. Be a participant. Be accountable. The parents that send their kids out and don't pay attention to them need to be held accountable. That's where the problem is, and that's where the solution is.
Do you think the schools also play a role in this?
Undoubtedly, but I don't want to lump it onto them because they have a lot of baggage to carry already. It's not their responsibility alone, nor is it the police department, nor the prosecutors. It's a mother and father that take care of business at home, make that child accountable, and keep them going down the road in the right direction that is going to help us solve this problem.
Amen to that. Tom Reeves, thank you so much for joining us here on Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.